Welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute, your source of internet marketing inspiration.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Law Firm Marketing Minute. I am your host, John Henson, and today wanted to talk to you about just, you know, how to know really whether or not you need someone to market for you. And what I mean by that is, you know, I think at least early on, especially early on, you know, you probably want to try to handle everything yourself. You want to handle your marketing yourself, whatever. And maybe you're just checking off some boxes. Things seem to be okay. But, you know, at least when it comes to marketing, right? A lot of lawyers, they, you know, it's usually one of two people. There's really not someone who's in the middle. It's either lawyers that have a pretty big ego, and they can easily brag about all the money that they've won or all the cases that they've won, and that's just kind of the approach that they take to their marketing. On the other hand, you have a lot of these lawyers who are just like, I'm just a small town lawyer. I just do this or that. Nothing really special. And so you either don't feel the need to market, or like you have just a system in place that you feel like you're, you know, kind of treading water, doing okay. And a lot of times it's, you know, in either case, you know, there's so much more that you could be doing, you know, and honestly, and it's not even to where it makes your life more difficult, right? You know, I think a lot of times people get scared of marketing because they're afraid that they're just going to be overwhelmed with so much business. That's not necessarily the case. Like that can happen, yes, but that also means that there's an opportunity to fine-tune things, and it probably also means that you're not repelling enough people, or it means you're not charging enough, whatever it is. So, you know, that's why it's so important to have a good marketing expert in your corner, whether it's a consultant or an agency or even just a full-time marketing person that can kind of handle it for you, that has their pulse on it, that can kind of gauge and work with you to gauge, you know, where things are at. You know, and on the other side of that, you know, those marketing people will be able to fine tune and really craft your story and your angle, more or less, to how you are presented to the outside world. Because you have a story, like whether you think you do or not, you have a story, you have a unique way to present yourself that resonates with people and that convinces people that you do understand them and do you know, really have what it takes to handle their issue. And it goes both ways, right? Like the way that you present yourself should not attract everybody. And if it does attract more people than you can ostensibly work with, then your rates should then repel people. You know, charge what you need to in order to keep the workload that you want, right? You know, I hear a lot of lawyers have this problem. Like, oh, I've got more business than I know what to do with. I'm referring out more than I know, than I, you know, can work with. And that's a marketing problem. Like, your marketing, you know, I hesitate to say that your marketing is too good. It's just, it's not doing as good of a job as it should in repelling people or really filtering out the people that you're otherwise referring out to other lawyers, right? And so there are things that can be done there, and finding your story and not just leaning on your past results, but really making those emotional connections with people is what's really important. And so, you know, a lot of lawyers struggle to do that. They struggle to find that emotional connection. And I get it, you know, like I'm a very similar way, where it's like I'm very analytical. I care about hard data and numbers. Like, I don't really care about your feelings that much, you know, like and so that's why I think sometimes I might come across very blunt, pretty direct, maybe a little cold on this podcast, because I don't really care about hurting your feelings that much with whatever I say. Like, I'm just presenting you the facts, and I'm presenting you, you know, angles and, you know, concepts that I see work, and I know that work, and I know how well they work and all that. And so, you know, it's, it's tough. And if you struggle to make those emotional connections with people, that's why it's important to have someone on your team, in your pocket, whatever, being your cheerleader and really exalting you and showing you off for all of the great things that you can do. So if you don't have one of those people, I highly recommend you look for one, you know, whether it's just a marketing consultant. I know that there are a ton of consultants out there that do a lot of really good work. Maybe it's a marketing vendor. Maybe you hire someone in-house, whatever it is, you know, find someone who's going to, you know, really show off your expertise for you so that you're not struggling with that sort of dissonance of worrying about it that much. And you can really focus your time and energy on doing the work that you actually like doing. Because when your marketing is working at a very high level, you are just taking on the cases that you really enjoy doing, and it makes your job more fun. Can you believe it? Having fun as a lawyer? No way. Yeah. And marketing, for all the distrust that we have as an industry, that's the potential that it does create for you. But I realize there are a lot of snake oil salesmen out there, and it sucks in a lot of ways. But, you know, just I can't stress enough how important it is. If you struggle either making those emotional connections with people or feeling like you don't have a unique story or anything like that, really work with someone to figure out what that is and position your marketing and your messaging towards that story. All right. That's going to do it for us this week on Law Firm Marketing Minute. Looking forward to next week. Going to start a big series on just some various marketing tactics that we see a lot. I mean, like, this might take up a couple of weeks worth. Like, I'm going to go through so many different marketing tactics that we see out there and just, you know, whether they work, are they silly, are they deceitful, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so looking forward to that. But thank you so much for listening, as always, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining us. Please visit lawfirmmarketingminute.com for more information. We'll see you next time.